That's enough, darling. Take a break. Another day, another tribe walks through our gates. Yes, my love. Another orc was found dead in the woods. And they say she was ambushed by archers. That's an understatement. And they're furious. And this is most likely her clan that's come to visit. Me too, darling. We might have to. Our wagon isn't fully stocked, but time isn't on our side. And that may be best. We'll leave tomorrow morning. And just before sunrise is when our nighttime lookouts leave their posts. And that's our opportune moment. We grab our horse and get going. As quickly and quietly as possible. We ride into the woods, retrieve our wagon, and we don't look back. Come on. Let's get you some food while everyone's in talks. I want you out of sight for... Oh, no. Not again. Hello, Gruluk. How can I help you? Can this wait until tomorrow? I'm a little occupied. My prisoner. And mind your tongue. I understand you're angry. We're all very upset, but it has nothing to do with him. I can treat my prisoner however I see fit. He works, he gets food and water, and he's been very helpful around the village. Ask anyone. I don't have time for this, if you'll excuse me. Get out of my way. You dare call me a traitor? After everything I've done for the tribe. What are you doing? Hey, get your hands off him. Have you lost your mind? He's my prisoner. I said, he's mine. Come on, let's go. Darling, you're still awake. I'll be fine. Really, I will. You should be resting. We have a big day tomorrow. I know. Gruluk's still in my head, too. Bastard had the nerve to put his hands on you. Thought he could just take you away from me. Bashing his head in wasn't good enough. I should have finished him right there. You're right, my love. It's just... he grabbed you so quickly. He could have snapped your neck and I wouldn't have been able to stop him. Instead, he tried dragging you to the dungeon. He wants you to suffer. I'm sorry, darling. I'll drop it. Give me a moment to put on some garments. Good night, my love. Huh? Darling, what are you doing out of bed? Hey, what's wrong? What? Let me see. No. No, 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 no. It's Gruulok and his kin. Darling, quickly, over here. I need you to hide. Please hurry. Do not come out until it's safe. Darling, I'm okay. Thank you. Something's not right. Wait here. Darling, we have to go. There aren't any guards outside. Gruulok, his brother, sister, they must have volunteered to keep watch tonight, so they could kill us in our sleep. I don't know, my love, and we're not staying to find out. I need to get you out of here. Come on. The others are awake. They see us. Darling, get on the horse. Hurry! Here we are, my love. I didn't know where else to go. I don't know what else to do. Your old house was all I could think of. Go on inside. I don't know yet. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're safe. I shouldn't stay. I've ruined everything. Yes, I have. And if I don't leave, you... Okay. Just for a few minutes. Everything's still here. It's just as you left it. May I sit down? Thank you. No, darling, I'm not. Gruulok nearly... He... I couldn't stop him. If you had listened to me and stayed hidden, I'd be dead, and he would be torturing you right now. I failed you, my love. I was supposed to keep you safe. I thought we were meant for each other. I was wrong. I can't protect you. I can't even protect myself. Both our species are already killing each other. Humans have been very vigilant. If just one sees me out here, I'm as good as dead. My own tribe is out there hunting me right now. The chief will have my head. I'm not safe anywhere. Darling. That was all a lie. The chief isn't my father. My father abandoned me when I was a child. So did my mother. One night they decided to leave me while I was asleep. But I heard the commotion and watched as they mounted their horses and took off. I begged them to come back. They didn't even look at me. I never saw them again. A few warriors from the tribe found me wandering an empty road. They took me in, gave me a home, gave me purpose. But they only raised me out of a sense of duty. No one ever truly wanted me. I'm sorry, my love, but I have to go while it's still dark. I can't. If anyone sees me here with you, you'll be in danger. I've put you through enough as it is. I couldn't live with myself if something happened to you. My only option is to go back to my people's land and ride as far away as I can. I'll always cherish our time together. Goodbye, my love. Darling, what are you doing? Hey, stop that. Darling, let go. I need you to be safe. This is the only way. Damn it, let me out. Darling, don't make me hurt you. I said stop. Why, you... Get back here. What? Where did you go? Oh, my head. What happened? Darling, what did you... What in the name of... Darling, you tied me to the bed? What is the meaning of this? Untie me! I must be losing my hearing. Did you just say no? Really? Watch me. Come on. Oh, damn it. I don't believe this. Just who do you think you are, restraining me like this? I have to go. I need to get as far away as possible before sunrise. Now untie me. Excuse me? What am I, your property? You think you can just keep me here for yourself? You... Sweet, wonderful man. You do love me. You want me to stay. After everything that's happened, you would have me. Darling, I don't know what to say. I'm so happy right now. But what are we going to do? My plan to begin our future was all for naught. Where are we going to go? How are we going to travel? A boat. Where?